Okay. Pursuant to Government Code Section 54953E and the state declared emergency, this meeting of the Board of Library Trustees will be conducted exclusively through teleconference and Zoom video conference. The COVID-19 state of emergency continues to directly impact the ability of the members to meet safely in person and presents imminent risks to the health of attendees. Therefore, no physical meeting location will be available. Please be mindful that the teleconference will be recorded, as any Board of Library Trustees meeting is recorded, and all other rules of procedure and decorum will apply for Board of Library Trustees meetings conducted by teleconference or video conference. This meeting will be conducted in accordance with the Brown Act Government Code Section 54953. Any member of the public may attend this meeting. Questions regarding this matter may be addressed to Eve Franklin, Administrative Secretary. The Board of Library Trustees may take action related to any subject listed on the agenda. Okay, shall we, Eve, can we call the roll, please?
Amy Roth.
I'm here.
Sophie Hahn.
Present.
Diane Davenport.
Here.
Beverly Green.
Here.
And John Soloski.
Yes, present.
Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any speakers signed up for this meeting? I don't.
We have one attendee, but I don't see any raised hands.
Okay. I'll take that as truth. Are the unions represented here today, and do they wish to speak?
I don't see anybody here for the unions.
Just us chickens. Comments from the Board of Library Trustees. Would anybody like to make a comment today? Okay. I have a comment, but I think I'll save it for our regular meeting. Well, let's make this as efficient as we possibly can. Okay, so we're moving on to, there is no consent calendar. Moving on to the action calendar. Item A is a recommendation to City Council on fiscal year 2023 library tax rates. Mika, are you speaking to this matter? Oh, is that a no?
Sure. Yes, I am. Before you, we have proposed a tax rate increase of 7.55%, which is using this past year's CPI. And we are applying that, which is to our tax rate, and you have the information as far as how it changes. Actually, it's PIG, sorry. How it changes per square foot, and it basically changes, I think our current tax rate is, well, that's the notes I didn't. Our current tax rate is 22. I didn't write that part down, even though I have all the spreadsheets of the difference. It is increasing the tax rate, I think by 1 cent and some, but I'll get the exact numbers, but it would be 25 cents per square foot for dwelling of persons and 39.07 cents per square foot for industrial, commercial, and institutional buildings. This increase will give us a net, well, if we don't go with this increase, we will lose about $1.6 million. And the rate which we have chosen, because we, every year we choose, we have three options: no increase, PGI, which is personal income growth, and CPI, which is consumer price index. And we are choosing PIG, which is what most of the city is using and applying to their respective tax rates. There are some that aren't, but most of them are proposing the 7.55 increase.
Okay. I don't have a question. I just want to remind everybody that we forewent, is that the right word, our tax increase?
Yes.
Or during the pandemic, we just felt it was not appropriate.
Yes, we did not increase in FY20. Yeah. And we did, or no, we did not increase for the FY21 year.
Right.
But we did for FY22.
Okay. Tess, is there anything you wanted to add? We've discussed this before. It's just a confirmation vote.
I think that the only thing that I would want to add is every year, this is a one-time opportunity to be able to attain revenue for the system. I know that there's some level of concern in terms of the vacancy rate and the fact that we have salary savings stemming from that. At the same time, what we're seeing, just as has been reported with respect to the whole city, is that there is a future concern around unfunded liability and infrastructure, right? I think this is also true for the library. So we've begun to address all of these deferred maintenance projects, which are considerably expensive. We're now seeing that the same issues are true for our information technology. Systems are very out of date and are going to need to be revised as well. If you look at the personnel increase, so basically just in 1 year's time, after we, of course, were providing the cost of living increase for last year that was negotiated last summer, it resulted in a $1.5 million increase in salaries specifically. And so even if you were looking at the personnel savings that we had from not being fully staffed, we already sort of moved into that. we depleted that by half in just 1 year's time. We have two more years at least of negotiated salary increases. And this does not take into account the cost of the increase in the library's portion of PERS or PEPRA that was also negotiated. We have not been able to provide you with those projections because we're still waiting on some numbers from the city around that. But it's a very real issue, and that's what's contributing to our making this recommendation of the PIG.
Okay. I saw John's hand first and Sophie's second. John?
Yeah, thank you. Let me lower my hand. Thank you, Nika, and thank you, Tess, for the explanations. Thank you, Amy, for reminding folks that we forewent.
There you go.
You know, in light of hardships that were both perceived and real for many people, but I think it's I think it's time that we got back to business as usual, even though it isn't really business as usual yet. But we should plan as such. And I'm willing to make the motion to adopt this resolution, R22. And I don't see a finish number on that, but maybe somebody can provide that when the time comes. But so I'm moving the resolution.
I'll second.
Oh, okay. Although, Sophie, you had your hand up, did you not?
Yes.
All right. Well, then you should. My understanding is that you should not second the motion because discussion is at an end at that point. So do you want to just hold off for and speak?
I think that might not be the way the rules work, but I'm happy to second it at the end of my comments and We can sort that out later.
I was going to tell John to wait, but you beat me.
No, I think you okay. you can continue to discuss when a motion is on the table. You just can't continue after there has been a motion to call the question, which has been voted on, and a 2/3 majority has agreed to call the question. Then you cannot debate any longer, and you have to go straight to a vote.
Okay, I would never tangle with you on Roberts. but you'd like to speak?
Yes. So I will withdraw my second, and I will wait to second. But thank you. I first of all, I just wanted to say that I think the reminder that, for example, we rightfully need to raise the salaries of the people who work for us because they face that 5% cost of living increase in cost of rent and goods and services, and that the 7.5% increase in personal income, that's the personal income growth, that's generally the money that people that pay their taxes from anyway. And what we see with a 5% cost of living increase and a 7.5% increase in income is that net, you have a 2.5% increase in incomes. That seems to be a very good reason to use the larger number. I think much as it seems crazy, the number does suggest that people can afford to pay the higher tax. And we have to pay higher costs, obviously for labor, as we should, but for everything else too, materials, internet fee services, etc. So the library is not immune from that 5% cost of living increase. And we did take a year off, and I think we were being very cautious. It ended up that many of the other taxes in Berkeley were raised that year. So in a sense, we lost that, let's call it a little step, and even more reason why we need to take the larger increase now. So I second the motion.
Okay, the motion is, we have moved and seconded. Is there any more discussion that people would like to bring up? I do not see any hands. Okay, so we can call the roll.
Amy Roth?
Yes.
Sophie Hahn?
Yes.
Diane Davenport?
Yes.
Beverly Green? And John Soloski?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Good. And Nika, thank you for all your hard work and your easy to understand explanations. Personally, when people start to talk numbers and budgets, it's like a curtain drops in front. It's not easy for me, and you've made it a lot easier, and I appreciate that very much.
You're welcome. That's one thing that I try to always keep in mind, no matter who I'm talking to, because when you're in that world, you don't realize that other people aren't in your world, and they're looking at you like, so I always try to make sure I'm reaching my audience.
That's good. That's great. I mean, sometimes I have found also sometimes people in your position, they're just so happy to be in that world. Yes. It's like they're so excited and they're, you know, and I feel left behind, but not when you do this. So thank you.
You're welcome. And I guess now is it time for the next item? Or do you have to announce it first? I don't want to jump.
No, it's time for item action calendar, item B, the proposed budget for 23-24, all library funds. Okay.
I know we've talked about this. I think this will be the third time. And we were specifically waiting to establish a tax rate to finalize the revenue numbers, which we have in accordance. What is prepared was assuming you guys would accept it. So it is taking into account the 7.55%. And relatively everything else is the same. So our expected revenue for FY23 is a little over $24 million. And in FY24, although we know we have to do this exercise again, we are putting a placeholder of 2% for FY24, which we are estimating at $24.6 million.
John, I see your hand. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Okay, I just noticed a couple of things on both resolutions. The one we just passed, and of course this can be corrected, but I want to point out, it says adopted by the Board of Library Trustees of the City of Berkeley at a regular meeting held on June 1st.
Oh.
That's...
I just corrected that. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. And the second one has an April 6th date. And I'm not sure what that refers to.
Oh, I'm correcting that as well.
Thank you.
Thank you, John.
Yeah. I used to be an editor. Those skills die hard.
Really? Okay, with those corrections, are there questions? Nico, were you done? I'm sorry, were you done?
Yes, I was done. Okay. I did want to clarify, I know earlier I did not state the previous year's rate, it was 24 cents per square foot. So now it's 25. 0.8 square foot.
Okay. So that's good to know. Do we have other questions regarding this proposal? I'm sorry, I'm flipping my pages trying to get to the right one. Okay. Regarding this resolution, do we have more questions? Other questions? Are we would somebody like to move that we accept the proposal, the resolution? I'm sorry.
Yes, I can do that, Amy.
Okay, that's Diane. Is there a second?
Yeah, I'll second that.
Okay, John, and we can call the roll for that.
Amy Roth.
Yes.
Sophie Hahn.
Yes.
Diane Davenport.
Yes.
Beverly Green. And John Soloski.
Aye.
Thank you.
Okay, the motion is passed. Next on the agenda is items for future agendas. I'm not sure that we haven't already covered that. Our next meeting will be on June 1st, and we're hoping to arrange. I see your hand, Sophie. A partially closed meeting to finish out the discussion of Tessa's salary. So depending on when people are available, we'll either start an hour early, and I don't think it will take an hour, but it might, or we will start our meeting at the regular time, but have the closed session at 6:30 and then have our regular meeting immediately following. Is that clear? Okay, so items for future agendas, does anybody have their hand up?
May I add something with respect to?
Yes, and Sophie, I do see your hand. Okay, go ahead, Des.
I've spoken with the city's interim HR director, Don Ellison.
Yeah,
who I think we had wanted to join for that discussion. And he did confirm that he's available at 5:30 on June 1st.
Great. he has been enormously helpful and cheerful throughout. So it's been, he's been a great help to us. Sophie, I see your hand.
Yeah, and a very important thing to say. I just wanted to share that this is actually, since we're all book lovers, this little super thin out of print volume is actually the very best book. And look on the inside. It has these half pages that it's like all, it's an old book, right? Y'all like old books. Parliamentary Law at a Glance by E. C. Utter, not to be confused with E. Cutter, E. C. Utter. And mine says on the inside, return to G.D. Walker, box 218, Westmoreland, California. You can get them sometimes online. They're obviously completely out of print. It is the very best book ever written.
Could you spell his last name, please? I mean, just to be
sure. E.C. Utter, U-T-T-E-R.
Okay.
Mr. or Miss, maybe it's Eleanor Utter.
Oh.
It is so awesome, and I always have it open on my desk. Just so you don't think I actually know this stuff by heart.
Well, I always did. You've revealed part of yourself there. That's great. I'll look for that.
Also, there you can find them on Etsy or on Amazon. Maybe the Berkeley Public Library even is, the Friends are selling sometimes copies.
Sometimes the Friends have things like that also.
But I have quite a few of these books, and this is like hands down the best.
I noticed the print is nice and large too.
Yes, I think it's for like retired people on like, it is so that you can just glance down on it and you can sound really smart.
That's well.
Two-thirds vote is required.
I like that.
Close or limit debate requires a two-thirds vote.
Okay, so until you've called the question, people can still talk. Is that, that's what you're saying, yes. Right? Okay.
Well, let me tell you what this says. Main question or motion. The object is to introduce business. It requires a second. It is debatable. I.e. you can keep talking. It's amendable. Okay. Any motion holds over it. So if there's another secondary motion, it goes first. Majority vote required, may be reconsidered. It's all right there.
Okay. All right.
Utterly clear.
Utterly. Aha. Thank you. All right, John, your hand is up.
Yeah, I got the big book, Sophie. I got the full parliamentary rules, which is actually, I mean, it's indexed well, so it's not as daunting as it may seem when you look at it. And just so, and Sophie knows this, and some of you also know this, some others know it. There are some exceptions to the discussion debate, such as, I believe, the consent calendar, the consent, once it's a first and a second, I don't believe there's any debate. And also, of course, motion to adjourn. There's no debate on that once there's a second.
Are you making that motion, John?
Speaking of which.
Yeah, I'm motion to adjourn if it's
that's
ready.
Because it's sure a procedural we're motion. Procedural not, motions are not debatable. There's a tab.
Right, exactly.
You, Sophie, you're going to have to start announcing like the page number.
No, I just want to say, I just Googled it and there's a whole bunch of them on eBay for like $8 or $9.
No kidding. Okay.
Yeah. If you want like the cool old version, they have a whole bunch of them.
Great. I believe there's a motion on the floor and that is to adjourn.
Second.
Okay.
Not debatable.
Not debatable. Do we have to call the roll? I guess we do. You can't do it. Okay. Go ahead. Let's go ahead.
Amy Roth.
Yes, please.
Sophie Hom.
Yes.
Diane Davenport.
Yes.
Beverly Green.
Yes.
And John Soloski.
Yes. And thank you all. Good
thank
meeting.
You.
Good Good, right? Efficient meeting.
Thank very you. Efficient.
Thanks for your flexibility in being here tonight.
Thank you, Nico, once again. Yeah. Okay. We're done for today. Good evening.